The group's final report plants a flag on the path toward addressing the state's notoriously inequitable school funding structure by promising that any new allocation of dollars will go first to the poorest districts. But the bipartisan commission stopped short of crafting actual legislation, despite having focused all along on a specific plan favored by Governor Bruce Rauner. State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat from Bunker Hill, says he and his colleagues have too many unresolved questions about that plan.
If you go back to the meeting this week on Monday, we commissioners got for the first time a look at some of the outcomes in terms of real numbers. And, you know, I walked away from that meeting with many, many concerns about what was lacking in that proposal.
One thing the commission did agree on, the cost of achieving adequacy across the state would start with an additional $3.5 billion. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.